It's 8:50, 36 degrees in Urbana, working towards a high of 45 with an increasing chance of showers into the afternoon. Time for our pre-opening market report. And with that, here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Craig. And good Monday morning, everyone. Stock markets in Japan and China, Asia's two biggest economies, rose today after Japanese conservatives who favor greater economic stimulus returned to power in a landslide election victory, and China's new leaders promise more spending if needed to underpin a wobbly economic recovery. The yen fell to its lowest level this morning since last March on expectations of looser monetary policy. Russian poultry output increased 14.3% in January to November from the same period last year, coming up with 3.1 million metric tons altogether. The rise follows the government's encouragement of investment in the poultry industry in an attempt to reduce imports. Private exporters today reported to USDA export sale of 151,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery during the 2012 and 2013 marketing year. Of the total, it looks like 91,000 metric tons is for delivery during 2012 and 13, and 60,000 tons is for delivery during 2013 and 2014. The marketing year for soybeans began on September 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,194. It's up 59 points. The NASDAQ at 2985 is up 14.5. The S&P 500, 1421, is up almost 8 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
More active weather pattern will likely occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the next 10 days. The forecast does suggest that we will get enough precipitation during this period of time that perhaps the runoff will increase enough to start improving some of the middle Mississippi and perhaps the lower Missouri River systems so that barge traffic could improve down the road. Don't look for the restrictions to be changed, though, anytime real soon, but at least there's some hope out there that we'll get enough precipitation over the next couple of weeks that there will be some greater runoff taking place. In the meantime, the Ohio is still running fairly well with the runoff from recent storms that have moved through that area, and there's more precipitation coming up for some of that region as well. As we go forward through this week, we'll start off with a rather minor event taking place today. Originally, it looked like this system would be a first significant snow producer event for the Midwest today and perhaps a little bit yesterday, but it turns out that the models did not verify well. It was just too warm across the region. We may still see a little bit of a light rain drizzle and some snow developing across parts of the eastern Midwest today, but it is not likely to generate any kind of a cumulative snow of significance until perhaps this evening or overnight tonight, and even then it's doubtful that it will have much impact on the region. The next storm system to impact the region comes up later this week, but before I talk about that, let's cover what took place during the course of the weekend. A large part of the Midwest did see precipitation at one time or another, and totals were rather impressive in a few locations out in the western Corn Belt where it's been dry for such a long period of time. Some of the moisture totals out there did run anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to around 6, 7, and 8 tenths of an inch. There were a couple locations that actually got more than an inch, according to the Doppler radar, but that those areas were few in number. The precipitation that occurred was not quite enough to set the rivers and streams in the region into a rising mode, at least not in a significant manner. So we do not expect the runoff from this particular system to have a huge impact on the middle Mississippi or lower Missouri River levels. But we'll continue to watch the area because of the storm systems coming up. The eastern Midwest was not nearly as wet as the western and central areas were. A few hundredths of an inch to about 0.2 of an inch of moisture occurred across the eastern parts of the region. And as we go forward now, there will be a new storm system that will come out of the central plains as we go from Wednesday into Thursday. And that will bring another round of precipitation to a fair amount of the Midwest. That particular storm system will have its focus once again on the central and the interior northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, and additional moisture across that region will start to improve the runoff potential. We'll look for 0.2 to 0.75 of an inch of moisture with this event, and perhaps some local amounts over an inch. We'll watch real closely. There may be some healthy amounts of snowfall occurring across parts of the region. The central plains will see a little bit of snow as well. We'll look for some of the western and northern parts of Kansas, as well as Nebraska and eastern Colorado, to pick up on 2 to 4, maybe some 6-inch amounts out of this particular disturbance. Again, mostly Wednesday and early Thursday event for those areas. As the storm system comes into the heart of the Midwest, it will be enhanced and will likely see better precipitation potentials, maybe even a band of heavy snows coming out of eastern Nebraska or certainly the heart of Iowa into Wisconsin, where we could see several inches accumulate, maybe 3 to 6, and perhaps something greater than that, maybe upwards to 9 inches. The eastern Midwest will once again see some of the lighter amounts of precipitation with this event coming up here later this week. Portions of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky may see some of the lower amounts of moisture, staying probably less than 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. Look for high temperatures today, running mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, but the northwestern areas will be in the 20s. We'll look for temperatures as we move into the day on Tuesday, running mostly in the 20s and 30s in the far northwest, but everybody else will still be looking at 40 and 50 degree readings, maybe a couple extremes near 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 866.5, up 2.25 in Chicago. March wheat's 815.75, up 1.75. March corn, 729, down 1.75. July, 728, down 2.25. Go out to December of 13, 628.5, and it is up a half. January soybeans, 1505.5, up 9.5, now 9.75. March, 1498.5, up 7. November 13, 1316.75, down 3/4. January soybean meal, 461.60, up 390. January soybean oil is up a penny at $50 even. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis, and he is with MITCO out of Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. March beans, minutes high today, 1501.25. Do you think that this last full trading week we take a real shot at 1515, which has been sort of a target area, and if we can penetrate that, maybe we can go to 1545 by the end of the year?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this week plays out. We did, we've heard a lot of talk about some additional soybean demand here late last week. Got a little confirmation of that this morning. A couple cargoes sold to unknown destinations, so that's helping support the rally. But I think if we don't continue to see some positive news on the export side, I think we could fade away and enter some holiday doldrums, and I think that's going to be a little tough for the beans continue to rally. I think we kind of need to feed this demand, bull kind of thing every day, Dave. And if we don't, we could see some profit taking in here. I think the fiscal cliff economy talk is going to continue to overhang the market a little bit. So if we don't continue to see some of this positive news, we could back and fill here a little bit, Dave.
Well, the other feature this morning, other than the bean rally, is they're spreading it. They're buying beans and selling corn.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we continue to see corn just continue to struggle a little bit. Got a little help last week from the beans, but export side continues to be lagging. Just continues to be concerns about demand, and I think that's going to continue to overhang the corn market too a little bit, and continuing to see some of this spreading going on. We really need some more positive news to show up on the corn side in order to kind of keep it going, and I think, unfortunately, corn and wheat, if they continue to kind of stay in this sideways trade, is going to kind of limit the beans somewhat too, Dave.
At what point do you think that the spread snaps back, that traders will say, well, they'll take the profit?
Well, I think I wouldn't be surprised here as we head towards a holiday trade. We might see some more of that come on here or be taken off, actually, as we move on, as traders kind of disappear for the holidays over that Christmas, New Year's time frame. So, you know, if we, especially like I mentioned before, if the demand stories kind of dry up a little bit, wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't get evened out here a little bit, especially with the holiday trade approaching, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick, March corn's down 1.5 at 7.29 1/4. July is down 2 at 7.28 1/4. January soybeans are 15.05 1/2. They're up 9.5. July is 14.57 3/4, up 4 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.